Love your camping cook-ups? Here's another one of Ruthie's bloke-proof recipes, thanks to EcoPot. It cooks for you while you travel the road and tracks without power.
Well, I don't know too many people that don't like a meat pie, so Ruthie's going to knock us up one right now in a camp oven, Ruthie. How good is it?
Oh, too right, mate. And look, do you know what? It's one of the best things you can cook in a camp oven. It really is, without a doubt. Now, the whole technique here consists of cooking the meat sauce before it even goes into the cast iron pot, okay? So you've got to get that bit right. I use a big wok. You can actually, you know, use anything you want. You could even use the cast iron pot. You just need something to put it in while you're waiting. So, okay, how do we do this? Well, the first thing I like to do, if I'm cooking a meat pie, I like to use steak and mince, both. You don't have to, but you know what? It just gives it a whole different sort of consistency. The trick here is to get some chuck steak or round steak. You don't need a lot, you know, 250 grams, 300 grams, that'll do you, that's fine. And chop it up, but chop it up into little cubes, you know, a little sort of, I don't know, half an inch cubes are just fine. You don't want anything too big in a meat pie. And then chop up an onion, mince it up really fine, put some oil in your pan or your wok or whatever you're going to use to fry everything up, and get it going hard. Get the onion in there. Once the onion's softened up, starting to look a bit golden, in goes the steak, and you brown it off, and then in goes some mince, and probably about the same amount of mince, you know, so that you wind up with about half a kilo of meat in there, so 250 grams of mince or a bit more. Get it all nice and brown and cooked. We want the meat cooked at this stage, okay? And then you start to add a few things. Now, the first thing I like to bung in is some Worcestershire sauce. Not much, you know, maybe about half a tablespoon, if that, you know. And you want to, because it's an Aussie meat pie, if you've got it, bung in a teaspoon or two of Vegemite too. Just gives it that extra bang, you know, extra bang for your dollar. I like to add oyster sauce. I give it a good shake of oyster sauce. You know, that's a couple of big dollops, at least two tablespoons full. And some tomato paste. You need maybe the equivalent of half a cup or more of tomato paste in there. If you've got some red wine floating around, you know, if you've got half a bottle of red wine, it can be old red wine, it doesn't really matter. Bung in about a cup full at this stage. Now, that's going to be getting a little bit runny in there, so we want some Gravox. You've always got your tin of Gravox somewhere. A couple of tablespoons of Gravox in about half a cup of cold water. Stir it all up, it'll be fairly thick. Try and break up all the bits. Get it done at this stage. Put it in there. Bring the whole thing to boil. And while it's boiling up, add a bit of salt and pepper to taste, okay? Now, that's your meat sauce. Meanwhile, over at the fire, you've got to basically make sure you've got a big supply of hot coals. Now, you don't want them underneath the pot, because basically what we're going to do here is just oil the pot, pour our pre-cooked meat into it, and then put puff pastry along the top. It's easy. You can just use one sheet of puff pastry and then take another one, you know, because you'll have all those little bits you've cut off the edges. Puff pastry's square, your pot's round. Use those little bits as decoration, you know, get the kids to play with them if you want, or just do it yourself. Looks really cool. Put lots of bits on top. I used to mark the segments, you know, so everyone knew where it was. Now, the important thing here is to brush it all with an egg, okay? Just break an egg, get the, mix it up and just brush the top of it. That'll make it nice and brown. Put the lid on the pot close enough to the fire so it's warm but nothing underneath it, and then put red hot coals on the lid, okay? Because we're going to have our heat come down from the top to cook the crust. That crust is going to be cooked to perfection in about 15 to 20 minutes, which, you know, by the ducks counts about seven beers. Oh, maybe two beers. Just depends, mate. And it'll be absolutely glorious. Serve it with peas. Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, and a bit of mashed potato as well. Sounds good. Yeah. And if you want to have a listen to that recipe again, don't forget, jump on the websites and download the podcast link there for the recipe. And, of course, all our other podcasted segments and the full show podcast. We podcast just about everything.